patrolling the sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. A 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Bally Sports Wisconsin Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony.
I'm a baller, high roller, baby, baby, baby. Baby. Shot caller.
Yep, Zora's on. I'm sad. Bucks lost. This is, I think, Zora's last appearance on the show for a while. Good afternoon, Zora.
You don't want to relive it, do you?
He sounds real sad right now, doesn't he?
He's awful.
This is the last time you're doing it?
Did you wake up today?
I was sad yesterday. Well, and they're not playing. It's over. I got to wait until the playoffs next year for things to really matter. That's a year. When your team is good, that's what you have to live with and deal with. Nothing matters until the playoffs next year. Take it away, Zora.
I want to argue that point right there.
We need
Bucks fans to be locked in from the jump. If you all think that there's going to be this magic wand and a championship is going to come to fruition in April, it doesn't work like that. It's the culmination of an entire season. And the Bucks went through some adversity this season. Brooke Lopez was out for the majority of
it.
Guys in and out. Coach Bud was out for a little bit. Then guys even came in tired because, one, they had a longer run because of the championship, because no one can ever take away that they are what?
World champions forever. Thank you.
And Jrue Holiday, Chris Middleton were in Tokyo for the Olympics. So a lot of factors, not excuses, but factors. And then you go into the playoffs and you're finally healthy. And then your second best player gets injured with something where he just can't come back in time for you to keep the thing rolling on. So, general manager John Horst says you have to be good, which there's no question that the Bucks have talent. You have to be lucky. I would argue luck was not on this team's side, and you have to be healthy. And with Chris Middleton out, it was just too big of a piece for the guys to get past Boston. You know what I found interesting, though, is yes, they're upset because they're competitors and they want to win, but they felt like they put everything out there on the floor, and they left this season with their heads held high. Definitely easier to do that after you win a championship the previous season, but I just thought it was interesting that the guys seemed to be at peace.
Go ahead, talk to her, Tony.
Wow, he's just pawning you off. So you see how
I'm
he does
not,
that?
I'm just, go ahead, I'm just sad. I don't know. At some point, you get over being sad. They did spectacular things. They had a historic win in Game 5, and it's all gone. It doesn't even matter. If you're not going to win the series, what's the point in winning Game 5 in a historic fashion with those memorable moments?
Wait, Tony, before you even go, Bucks fans, do we need a reality check? So are we saying it's championship or we're not proud of the team?
No.
I think a lot of fans are. A lot of fans are haters like that.
Yeah, what? How can you be that way?
Zara, once you set a standard.
Hey, Zara, let me help you out because I'm not in that group. I'm just sad they lost when they did in this series. When you have the greatest player on the court at any time, you set high standards. When you have an outstanding head coach, you have an outstanding GM, yes. I think next year the standard will be win a championship.
I heard a lot of ripping of Grayson Allen.
Oh, I didn't say
him not showing up in this series.
He didn't. He was horrible the last two games.
Is that the reason the Bucks didn't win? Really?
I'm just telling you what people are saying. These Bucks fans are looking for some excuse. Oh. A lot of them are looking for an excuse, and they're looking for somebody to blame.
I got an excuse. I'm not to blame. The excuse was Middleton didn't play, and Lopez was clearly not 100%. And to think
they're not looking for excuses; they're looking for someone to blame.
I'm not blaming anyone.
I know you're not, but
no one to blame.
You're not, but they are. They're blaming Bud again.
That's why we're here.
Here they go with the Bud adjustment stuff again, and then like I say, they're blaming Grayson Allen stuff, and then they hate to blame Giannis, but I've heard some Giannis has got to stop shooting threes.
About what? He's got to hit threes?
He's got to stop shooting threes now. I remember before it was like he's got to shoot some threes. He's got to start shooting threes. Now it's he's got to not shoot threes.
Get out of here.
Zora, you know how it goes. That's how it is.
I don't think he should shoot threes. I would tell him that. I don't think he should shoot threes.
Can a team not just lose? Do we have to do the blame game?
Not for fanatics. Not for fanatics. Okay. For us regular people,
I blame the end team. That was some of the worst three-point shooting. If you're going to shoot threes like that, you might as well wear loafers and dark socks. Because that
they'll say that, too. Yeah. Nobody could hit anything. Nobody could hit anything.
Right. They were the Milwaukee Ophers.
Yeah. The only criticism I had was, in talking with someone on Facebook and discussing it, I said the only issue with I have with the Bucks' style is I'm not a fan of their quick threes that they take. They take a lot of quick threes. Giannis will come up in transition. He'll draw a crowd like he always does. Kick, it'd be a quick shot. And there's certain times in the games where I don't like that. If you're going to do that in the first quarter or second quarter, okay, whatever. When we start to get down in the fourth quarter, midway through the fourth, and let's say we have an 8-7, 9-point lead, okay, maybe I'm not a fan now of those shots. But the Bucks never play that way. They play the same style. They do what they do. And as I told the person I was arguing with, it was good enough to win the championship last year. Now you're just mad because it didn't work this year. So you got to make up your mind, dude. Either you like the style or you don't like the style. You can't like it when it works and not like it when it doesn't work.
Well, the Bucks made some big adjustments last season, especially with the switching defensively to limit some of those threes.
Yep.
I mean, nobody would have predicted Grant Williams, going 7-for-18 from a three-point line.
No, Zora, I'm talking about the Bucks offensively threes, not giving up threes.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I just have no rebuttal to that because I think, like you said, that's the way they play.
Right.
And I think the argument would be you don't want to give time for the defense to set up and create this whole, all the attention on Giannis. And so I think
transition threes are the team statistically that people make best.
Go ahead. I want to hear your point about, because that was also things I heard, the Bucks just giving up wide open threes all the time.
Yeah. Well, I want to finish up the offense, though. I mean, I'm just talking game seven here. 81 points for the series, the Bucks averaged 97. Their offense as a whole just was not there.
Yep.
And in the Chicago series, the thought process of let's play defense to make up for the fact that Chris is not here, it worked because DeMar DeRozan just was not ready. And so the Bucks had enough firepower to get over that. But the Celtics had guys that just could score better, more efficiently. And so, holding a team to 109 just wasn't enough when you're scoring 81. The Bucks all season long had never scored 81 points. I mean, 81 is like low. Okay, for an NBA team, you're playing good defense if you hold them to 100. So to hold a team to 81, I don't want to give the Celtics too much credit defensively. I think the Bucks just weren't.
Well, no, you score 81. You know what that's called? A loss.
Right.
Every time.
Right.
Yeah.
So I just it just sucks that the guys were off when they needed to be on. For Boston, Grant Williams knocking down shots. What was that, game four? Al Horford knocking down shots. They had an X factor in games where they needed it. They had somebody besides Tatum and Brown knocking down shots, which helps. The Bucks needed somebody besides Giannis and Drew to knock down shots.
Well, not to mention Tatum had that incredible game, and he's not that good. He's good, but he's not
that good. Yeah, the 40.
Tatum isn't that good?
No, he's not 46. He's not 46.
Tatum's darn good, dude.
I know, he's good. Yeah. He's very good, but he had to have a spectacular game. He had like Giannis's 50 last year in game six.
I think you're looking at...
Giannis isn't that good.
I think you're looking at Tatum not playing well for most of the game. He certainly wasn't efficient for a lot of those games. The last two games, very efficient.
Right.
No. Played very well.
In the beginning, he wasn't good.
Correct. Yeah. He wasn't good. And Brown had only one good game. He wasn't that good this series either.
Yeah, game two. He showed up in game
correct.
Two.
Correct. That's about it.
Yeah.
All right, Zar, what do you want to leave us with? What, not us, but the millions listening,
okay.
What's the final? Because then I have one favor I have to ask of you, but I think we'll let you
You better
close
hang
up
right after you say whatever you say,
Zar. Well, we do the sandwich technique here, so we always end on positives. And the Bucks are bringing back most of its core, okay? Giannis is coming back. Drew is coming back. Chris is coming back. Brooke is coming back.
Whether
you like
sure?
him or not, Grayson Allen is coming back, and he had a career season in terms of numbers, like percentages and points per game. And he had a great season.
But with the season on the line, he was 0-for. 0-for the last two games. 0-for-8.
How many years did it take the Bucks to figure out the playoffs?
Okay.
Right? Like, this is Grayson Allen's first go at a team that really has championship aspirations that are realistic. So I'm gonna say that's okay.
Right.
You can't just expect people to get their first you know, shot on this stage. And to show up, and he showed up in that Chicago series, and that's
well,
no,
he showed up in the Boston series in various games, other than the last two.
Unless you know, you can't be there all the time, and you know the guys that are paid to be there all the time are Giannis, Drew, and Chris. Let's be real, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody else is role players for a reason. So I'm encouraged that the core is coming back. If you really want Bobby Portis back, the entire city of Milwaukee needs to do what it does, because he does have a player option. Just want to put it out there. I have high hopes for this team, as you say, because they have Giannis on the team. They'll be good. Okay, your question.
Go ahead, Tony.
No favor. I just had one last question. I was also hearing a little chirping about maybe they
should have given him all the money he wanted.
Bobby?
No, Tucker.
Tucker.
Oh, so this is coming back again?
Yeah.
Because P.J. Tucker is still playing in the Bucks.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, P.J. Tucker has talked about how he loved Milwaukee. It was a money thing. They just didn't want to go over a certain amount, I think, and they're standing firm in that. And, yeah, but, you know, I guess if you didn't want to go over, then who would you have taken away from this roster? I don't think – was the difference in this series a P.J. Tucker-like guy? I don't think so.
Okay.
Was that the difference in this series? I don't think so.
Because they needed more offense. All right, now, I know you're doing USFL, and Pebble's a big USFL fan. I figured...
I'm not a big USFL fan. I just watch it because they're all former college players that I follow when I watch college sports and college football, and I like watching football.
Anybody who watches the USFL. So I thought that given the games, I don't think anybody's there, but I thought, Zora, it'd be great if you could say, look at Pebble, if you ever get to Birmingham, I can get you two tickets for any USFL game.
You know, I don't even know the ticket situation. I'm pretty sure they're $10.
The $10 is not free. I got to believe, Zora, that if Pebble shows up in Birmingham, you can get him two tickets to any game. Is that true or not? Could you help him out?
I probably have a better shot at getting you Bucks tickets than I do USFL.
Wow.
I just don't have the pool. I don't have a pool. I just don't work.
Zora, just as a favor to me, I believe everybody has a pool. As I think they're hoping for you to go and say, could I have a couple of tickets? I don't know what the attendance has been, but I've noticed the few seconds I've watched, lots of seats available.
You
know, I will say, you know, because, you know, I'm working the games. Yeah. Birmingham Stallions, they have fans.
Correct.
That is what the community has dubbed as the hometown team. They have fans. And, you know, there really are people that are into any type of football, as you alluded to the fact, because it's a lot of college players that you followed. And so people are watching on television. And so the ideology of the league, obviously, if you're playing, you know, four games in the same city every single week, is how are you going to get people out for the same product over and over again? So it was kind of a made-for-TV thing. But their Birmingham Stallions fans are definitely coming out. They've gotten, like, you know, mascot heads and everything. They, you know,
and they're undefeated too, 5-0.
They are 5-0. Yep, we've got the Stallions again this Saturday on NBC, 6:30 game. They're going up against the Michigan Panthers. So
I'll be watching.
Other than a Birmingham game, can you get Pebble two tickets to any USFL game?
If he comes to Birmingham, Who's quarterback?
Birmingham.
Well, they've got two. Yeah. They've got the guy named Alex Magoo, but Jamar Smith is really the coach plays two quarterbacks.
He played at Louisiana Tech. Jamar Smith did, yeah.
Yeah, and he played for his current coach now, so he understands the system way better than the number one. QB.
When is their Super Bowl? Is that how many more games do they have?
June 25th, I believe, is when the playoffs start. Top two teams in each division, there's a North and a South division, go to the playoffs, and then they kind of go from there. In June.
Pebble, I did my
it's
best.
It's a 12-week league. 12-week. Oh, but the playoffs are in Canton, Ohio, so closer than Birmingham.
All right, so...
You can make it to, I don't know what you're going to do now that the Bucks are done. Go relive some pictures from last year or something.
No, they're always going to be the whole year world champions.
You're going to watch the teams that are playing.
I'm going to watch.
Any thoughts on Boston-Miami?
Everybody's picking Boston.
I have no idea.
Everybody's picking Boston. I mean, everybody.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
They're the Miami Heat is the first number one seed that is an underdog in 20 years. 20 years.
Haters.
Well, everybody picked Boston for the Bucks Celtics series, and I thought they were crazy. So maybe they're on this. Maybe the folks out there in the East
are you
going
to follow? Archie? I mean, I will follow because I want to know who the Bucks have to beat next year to become world champions again.
100% following, and I'm really intrigued the matchup over out west.
And speaking of that, I know you cannot believe the epic beatdown that the Suns took at home in Game 7.
I can't. You know, the only thing you want after your team loses is maybe, you know, to watch a good game of basketball to get entertained, right? You just want to be entertained. Yep. You want to see a good game. All the hype about Game 7. My goodness, Dallas and Phoenix.
That was the biggest blowout in the history of Game 7s. And
it was nuts.
Yeah, I don't understand how it happened. How did it happen, Zora? It's one player had as many points as the other team at half.
Luka, 27 points at half. The entire Phoenix Suns organization, 27 points at half.
How did that happen, Zora?
How do you get 27 points at half?
What would be your explanation if a Phoenix Suns fan asked you, recognizing that you are a part of
expert.
An important... Yeah, you're an expert. You're played it, now you've been covering the... How did it happen? Take it away, Zora. Good luck.
With the talent in this league, the only way that happens is a combination of both good defense and you can't hit anything. Like, it's the total package of the worst thing that you ever want to happen. Like, there's some nights where you get shots and you're just knocking them down, and then there's other nights where a team... you know, is defending you really well, and you're not getting any shots you want. You add both of them together, 27 points at half.
Wow.
But, like, nuts.
And Jason Kidd, as well as Dallas has done, do people have to reassess his performance as coach of the Milwaukee Bucks? Doesn't get a whole lot of credit for that. Or has he changed? Maybe he's gotten better. Or maybe I could coach that team with their star player.
No, I think, it's different personnel. I don't think – and – who, like, Giannis is now, who Chris is now, is different than who they were in the kid era. That's a fact. So I don't know. It's apples to oranges.
Okay. Thanks, Zora.
Thanks,
Zora. Have a good one. Stay up. Stay up, Homer.
Don't worry. He's got other issues.
Oh, thanks. That's good. Yeah, don't worry about me, Zora. I got other stuff to deal with, too. Thanks. And you're free to come on whenever you want. Whenever. Next.